It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, Dental, and Life.
Well, Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service, and a big event happening again around Roseburg. Julie Lowe is the Director of Environmental Education and Outreach. Seems like that would be easy to say. For Umpqua Watersheds, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Kyle.
Yeah, so you have got a lot of things planned for Monday. I know this has been going on for a long time.
This is cool. Yeah, the MLK kind of Day of Service is how we've always referred to it, is an opportunity, as you would know, is to give back to the community. But it's so much more than that. Umpqua Watersheds has been doing this for over 15 years, and it started as a river restoration and river cleanup day. But it has evolved in the last few years. Roseburg does such a beautiful job keeping its parks clean for the most part that we've really started focusing a little bit on invasive plant removal, because we're finding that that is really choking out all of our natives. Invasive plants take over way more than their share of resources, like water, sun, space, and invasive plants don't give back to the environment. They're not a food source for the animals that didn't evolve alongside them. So we still do the river cleanup, and that's really fun for especially the kids who I don't want to get tangled up in the bramble, because it's, you know, that's horrible stuff. It's, you know, the kids get hurt. So they still like to get out there as very, very young kids and do basic cleanup and understand that they're part of the community too, no matter how young.
Now, invasive species, people like me, probably you're walking along the multi-use path. You don't always know what species is invasive and which one isn't.
Yeah, well, you all know bramble. We all know bramble here. And I'm torn because, quite frankly, I do love the blackberries. I mean, I love eating them. But they are invasive, and they take an incredible amount of water and space and resources from other plants. And they just take over. And that is a superpower of invasives. So, of course, the bramble, the hawthorn, English ivy, those kind of things just outcompete our native plants and don't feed our animals.
Well, and English ivy, I had part of my backyard with English ivy a number of years ago, and that was so much work to get it out of there.
It's horrible. And, you know, again, it's funny because it's an attractive plant, but it is invasive. And, you know, as always this year, we are partnering with the city park and rec department. And so we always focus on parks that they want us to actually get in there and help them do some work with. And we're partnering with Thrive Umpqua. And they have a community well-being challenge. And they've been doing that for a few years. And this challenge, the point of this challenge is to just bring community members together and think about their health, their longevity, their peace of mind, their positiveness. And these are challenges just to keep the community moving. And so they always partner with us as well, because we're bringing people out into the community to love your community, do a little walking around, do a little bit of health and appreciating what we have. And so they're always an incredible partner for us.
So if somebody wants to help out, obviously you're going to be working in a lot of different places. Where do they show up on Monday?
Yep. Show up at Stewart Park, the pavilion. We will have an opening, a kind of a welcome there. We need to all sign a disclaimer, kind of just saying that I understand that I'm here under my own power and I won't sue anybody if I should slip in, you know, slip on the path. But and then we'll have a welcome. We'll have snacks for everybody. And then we'll send people out to a few parks. We're focusing on Charles Gardner, which is kind of behind Sherm's, and that's where a lot of people go for medical care, and so that's a lovely park. So when you're waiting for your appointment or afterwards, it's just a lovely park to walk alongside as you're kind of thinking about your own health. We'll be at Eastwood Nature Park, which is one of our favorite parks, because we do the Eastwood Nature Days for 500 Roseburg kids in May, so we'll be doing a lot of invasive removal there. We'll start at Stewart, so that's a great park with a playground that the families love to have their kids get used to the idea of taking care of their own park.
All right, so a lot of places there. And if somebody shows up, what do they need to bring?
Just come with a smile, and gloves would be nice. We'll have grabbers to pick up trash. We'll have some tools. If you do have clippers to remove invasives, that would be lovely if you could bring them. But if you just dress warmly, wear some tough shoes, maybe bring some gloves and a good attitude, we're there to have fun with each other as much as we are to take care of our community.
Well, and the gloves are a big deal, because I have gotten burned a few times trying to do outdoor work like that without gloves.
Great. And that bramble is nasty. I feed it to my stick insects, but it is nasty stuff.
What about trash bags, things like that?
I'll have all the trash bags. The park and rec department will have some trash bags and tools. So we'll I'll have some gloves, as many as I can pull together. So just come out. You know what? Bring your team, bring your family, bring your neighbors, bring your best buddy. It's really a time to be together. You know, I don't see a lot of people doing this outside by themselves. It's time for us all to just enjoy each other in our parks.
Well, and it seems like it goes a lot faster if you've got a bunch of people working.
Yeah, you do. We have people playing music. We have people carrying along music systems with them. It's a lot of fun. It's just an opportunity. Bring your dog. Bring your dog and walk from Stewart to the duck pond, just cleaning as you go along.
All right. If people want to find out more, how do they get connected?
Email julie@umpquawatersheds.org is a great start. Reach out to Thrive Umpqua. It's their community well-being challenge. And the City Park and Rec can help you too, but you could probably get a more direct answer from me, julie@umpquawatersheds.org.
All right, Julie Lowe from Umpqua Watersheds. Again, the MLK Day of Service River Cleanup, Monday, 9 to 1. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Cal. Thanks for having us.
8:37 at the Morning Report.